Hi, everybody. This is Mark the Prepper Guy, and this will be episode 45. And I wanted to talk a little bit about Ramadan that's coming up, or it's actually started first part of June, and give you a few tips that I have on maybe staying safe, even though they are the religion of peace. Let's assume that sometimes they're not. So stick around, and I will give you my two pointers and my two cents.
Hump day, yeah!
Hi, my name is Mark. I'm the Prepper Guy, and this is a Prepper Guy podcast. In a world that's always changing and full of fear and confusion, and especially when it comes to prepping, I am a minimalist, and I like to be ready for anything that life may throw at us, whether it's bad, the end of the world, or just a flat tire on a deserted road.
Okay, well, with Ramadan coming up, and we all know how much fun that can be, because Ramadan happens in June to July, and I think it ends July 5th, that puts us right there at 4th of July for some kind of activities that would be overlapping Ramadan. And since they love America so much, we should probably be on guard. Now, this is not to say that all Muslims are terrorists. That's not the point. But with the billions of Muslims in the world at 1%, that still puts quite a few of them in your hometown, if you do the math, that is. So how do we keep ourselves and our families safe? Because if something bad happens, and perhaps you respond to a threat, that's even if it's a viable, real threat, and you see something going on and you want to step in, odds are that you're going to be the aggressor. You're going to be the one that was crazy and caused all these problems. And they, ISIS, or whoever they are here, are going to be the victims because they have way better lawyers than we do. So you have to be careful on how you deal with that and that threat. But that's not to say that you just sit idly by and let them hurt somebody or kill somebody or blow something up or do whatever it is they want to do. So you have to maybe put on your kid gloves when you're dealing with viable threats with people that seem to be the privileged class nowadays. And if you're not careful, you're the bad guy. You end up maybe saving a park full of people, and yet you're the one being questioned. You can't go home at the end of the day and go, oh, thank God, everyone's okay. No, you're probably going to be down at the police station answering questions. And if they have lawyers, you're probably going to get arrested, detained. And so rather than being thankful and relaxing with your family, you're going to be looking for a lawyer, putting second, thirds, and fourth mortgages on your house to pay for legal fees, all because you reacted properly. But unfortunately, they're still the victim. Okay, get that straight. You're an American, you're privileged, and they're the victims because they're refugees, and you were picking on them unfairly because you're a conservative teabagger nutbag. So keep that in mind. So what do we do? How do we handle it? How do we respond? Well, I think the safest bet, my tip number one, would be to talk to your local law enforcement. Now, I'm not saying go in there all like you have a plan and you and your militia friends are going to handle security for the 4th of July, because they don't want that. They don't want vigilantism. And they really are trying to keep things safe and under control, but sometimes that magic doesn't happen. So I would recommend first starting with your sheriff's department, because in spite of what the news tells you, in spite of what you see on TV, the sheriffs are not local yokels sitting around going, y'all, what's up? They are the chief law enforcement officers in your county, which means in the Supreme Court's opinions, there is no higher law enforcement officer in the entire county that you live in. The chief of police and all the cops are not higher, and they do not have more authority than the sheriff. So I would start by going into the sheriff's office, maybe a chit chat online some way, because counties are usually where you can, you know, talk to your sheriff. You can call and ask for the sheriff. And most likely, if they're not real busy solving murders and doing real crimes, which is what the sheriffs do, you would be able to make an appointment and sit down with him, maybe you, a couple other people in your community, and go, we have a concern because our community that we live in the county, has a very high population of, I'm not going to say Muslims, but terrorist activity. Maybe you've seen on the news or in your local news that there's been some problems. There's a mosque and they don't seem to be all quite, you know, having cakewalks and stuff. They're a little bit more extreme. And you could, you know, tell them, I have a concern about this and my family's safety, because his number one job is your family's safety, your rights, and protecting you. So if you come off as a normal, sane person with concerns, then he can sit down and address with you or have one of his deputies or whoever's over that say, here's what we're doing to keep you and your family safe at the big, you know, 4th of July fireworks display. And so we're going to be there in force, and we're going to be checking people, and we're going to be keeping an eye out. So if you do see something, know where the local deputy is or the police or whoever's there for security, and go over and go, I'm not trying to be a dick here, but this guy is saying and doing things that are scaring me. And then he, you know, it's just his action seems suspect. Could you please check it out? Now, the reason you go to them is because they are, especially the police, they work for the city. And we've all seen Jaws. And you know that the chief of police is supposed to keep everyone comfortable and feeling safe to where the community can make some damn money, you know, at this 4th of July celebration or whatever it may be, you know, selling pop and hot dogs and hamburgers and chips or whatever they do to make money for the community. So if you were to explain to the city council and the police, you go, you know, I'm here and I don't feel safe because of what I'm seeing. So I'm going to take my family and my money and my friends and we're going to go leave if you don't check it out. Now you've put them in a position that's not asking them to profile. They're just investigating a complaint, which they have the right to just come knock on your door and go, hey, your music's loud, your neighbor complained, I don't care who you are, what you are, what color your skin is, I'm investigating a complaint. So you're not putting them in a position that is untenable for them. You're just saying, I have a complaint, I want you to check it out. It may be nothing. And you've helped them do their job. And also, you're helping them keep security for whatever festivities there are. And you're saying, I just need you to check it out. Or I'm going to leave and you're not going to get my money. And that's what this is all about. Let's face facts. So that is one way to approach the sheriff and the police and the city council and express your concern. And not to say that every activity that the city might have is money-based, but the city council's job is always to try to make money for all the programs that the city sponsors and pays for. So if they're having some kind of fair or whatever it is, they're making money on the vendors, and that's what pays for a lot of the programs they do in the town. So you come to them and say, I won't be there because I'm seeing a very lax security presence, and I'm not going to take my family into that. I can watch the fireworks on TV and not run the risk of dying. And if you're not a paranoid, sky is falling kind of, you know, guy or gal, then they're going to listen to you. And you're not going in there to whine and complain or say, I hate all this type of people and damn it, get rid of them. You're just saying, we all understand that there's problems that come up and I'm not seeing the security. Just like what happened in California at the Trump rally. You know, if you're seeing the police not aggressively protect the people at the rally, then why would you attend? And you have every right to go to the police chief or the sheriff. I always start with the sheriff because he is the top dog. I don't care what they say. He has the authority. So you go to them and go, you know, this is unacceptable. You are elected. What I saw at that rally is unacceptable. I am going to be campaigning against you. I'm not running for sheriff, but I am going to find someone that has the spine and the backbone to stand up to city council and these political hacks, and you're going to be out of a job. They care about that because they are elected. So if one person starts making waves, then pretty soon the ripple effect goes out, and pretty soon they're not getting reelected, all because they didn't do their job. So you have a way to communicate with them without being threatening or being a jackass. You're just saying, I won't put up with this. I'm a constituent. I'm a person that votes in the way you're doing these things. I see it. I don't care about all your doublespeak. It is unsafe for my family. And therefore, I'm going to tell everyone I know on Facebook, everywhere, YouTube videos, that you are not doing your job in our community. Now, a lot of these elected people don't realize how localized Google and YouTube has become. But if I put together a video and I put my location on there as being in this community, it gets preference because Google tries real hard to put your content in front of people in your area if that's the kind of content you put together. So you have leverage. You have Google's leverage, and Google owns YouTube. So now you have a lot of leverage to where you can go, you don't understand, city council. These videos I can put up will be aired right here in your backyard, and I can make your life kind of miserable and get you unelected because you're a jackass. Now, I'm not saying go in there with that attitude, but you need to go in there understanding that you do have a voice in security in your neighborhood. And if the police are acting out of line, some of the Black Lives Matter people, they have legitimate points, a lot of them. I'm not going to say that they have all their points are correct, but they could take their grievances to the sheriff and say, you need to step in and start arresting these cops that are doing this and make a case. And he can do that. She can do that. So you need to have that in your toolbox to know that you can tell them at a city council meeting, this is unacceptable, and I am not going to put my family in danger because you people are pandering to whatever the hell it is. And if you think I can't do something, I will. But they might listen to you and go, you know, you have a point. But if you don't bring it up, how do they know? So that's tip numero uno. And maybe I kind of beat a dead horse on that, but you do have the ability to push and shove a little bit when need be. But I think if you go in there as a civil person and express your concerns, they will listen to you. And then if they don't, now you have tools in your toolbox. So I'm going to take a quick break, and then I'll come back with tip number two. Stay tuned.
Preppers should always be prepared, and the Prepper Guy can help you find the supplies you need without having to get lost in a big box store or on a website designed to sell you everything else. Our online store offers a focused shopping experience, making it easy to zoom in to find what you need. Because we affiliate with Amazon to deliver our goods around the world, you'll always find the best values too. Find what you need at doomsdaydepot.com. Remember, that's Doomsday with a Z, where you can zoom in to find what you need, and learn more at prepperguy.com too.
Okay, so for my second tip, which is, these are both very common sense, but a lot of times we don't have the time to think about them, and we just go rushing off to some event at the park or in town. I would say that we all know people, friends, that have similar mindsets, similar thought patterns, similar beliefs on the way things are. So before you go traipsing off to the park with your family to watch 4th of July, I would recommend getting together with some of your friends and going, why don't we go as a group and, you know, hang out together? That way, if something happens, if some guy is trying to take my sign that says I support Joe Blow for president, I have you guys having my back. I have yours. And if there's six or seven of you, then you have people watching out for your children, your wives, everyone that's important to you, and you're watching out for those people also. So it's like going on any other excursion, camp trips, hiking, you have people with you. And that's not to say to create a militia or a group of people, vigilantes, nutbag teabaggers, just like-minded people that are with you, to where if someone comes running up and wants to, you know, take your Trump sign like in California and hit you over the head with it, You have people there with you. You're not the lone person like in the news, that poor guy's running, being chased by five or six thugs because he was at a Trump rally, for Christ's sake. So you need to, you know, have people with you to where you can kind of protect your family. You can walk on the outside like they taught us to do when you're walking along the sidewalk. You know, the guy should be closest to the road because then we get run over. And so you can protect your family or anyone that's with you. You have other people with you. You might have single friends that don't have a lot of kids running around that can be with you to help watch out for you. And so that is, you know, like my second point is, you always are going to feel better with a larger group of people that are with you exclusively. It's not like saying, "Going, well, I'm just going to go to the park because I know everyone there." Yeah, you do. But are they going to be right next to you at the, you know, concession stand while you order a triple bacon hot dog that's pork also, and some Muslim guy just goes ape shit crazy because you're eating bacon and wants to, you know, come stab you with a plastic fork? You have people with you. They're not just people you know, and then it's like, yeah, it's going to help you, but I wasn't paying attention. You need people with you, having your back, watching your six, however you want to say it. And that's a safe way to, you know, travel in your own pack, because they got their packs. You might as well have yours. So it's simple. It's common sense, just like talking to law enforcement. You're not going there with an attitude. You're not going there to create problems. You're not going there to make trouble. You don't want people to know that, oh, yeah, stay away from those guys because they're here to pick a fight with whoever. Then all of a sudden you look like a racist and a profiler, which you probably would be if that was your whole motivation. You're just there as a group of people to enjoy the fireworks, and you make a conscious effort to stick together, you know, to where if some of the kids want to go to the bathroom or go get a pop, someone can go with them, and yet your family is protected, you're protected. It just makes so much sense. And this is not to take the chicken shit way out. It's just to say these people exist in America. And whether our politicians want to accept it, understand it, believe it, or know about it, is it really irrelevant? Because they obviously are not looking, not paying attention, and not reading the writing on the wall. So they're just letting these people in. And I don't really care who comes into this country legally. We all agree it's a melting pot, and many of our ethnicity and our heritage come from other countries. But our forefathers did it legally. They came here. I've met people that came here from Germany when they were younger, maybe 50, 60 years ago, fleeing Germany, and they had to go through the process and the screening. One lady told me her father had to kind of fib that he was at a business meeting for a couple of days because he had a cold. They wouldn't even let you in with a cold. So he just said, "Well, I'm at a business meeting." He had the flu for a couple of days, and then he came over. So they did it legally. We have no problem. I don't know about you, but I have no problem with people wanting to come to America through the legal doors and go through the process. I think the process is all muddied up because it's run by Washington, so it's no different than going to a motor vehicle. If they can screw it up, they will. And if they can add a mountain of paper to it, they will. And then if they can make it as clear as mud, they will. But that's not to give anybody that wants to come in this country carte blanche to just go, "Well, your system's all screwed up, so I came in the back door." Too damn bad. So don't be that person that hates these people just because they're from somewhere else. Because trust me, your wife's uncle's brother might have been from one of them countries and you don't even know it. It's the ones that come here with bad intent to do nothing but cause problems and make a mess. And those are the ones you want to watch out for. So if you're with a group of like-minded people and you're not out there looking for trouble like friends I used to have, that every time we went to a bar, somebody had to get in a fight because that's just what you did. Well, I wasn't into that. I'd rather pick up girls. So I just quit hanging out with them. But if you find like-minded people and then you go as a group, you're going to be safer, you're going to have more fun, and you have a lot less risk of getting hurt. Now, granted, if Jihad Bob has a vest on and he blows himself up in the bathroom and no one knows, then I guess there's nothing you can do about that. But it's no different than if you really think about it. When you're driving down the highway at 75 miles an hour and you're not on the freeway, the only thing that is keeping you and your family safe is a yellow line that sets up off the pavement maybe an eighth of an inch. There's no protection there. We trust in the fact that that crazy guy on the other side does not really want to go into a head-on collision any more than you do. And that's what keeps us safe. If you ever think about it as you go flying down the road on a typical highway with nothing but a couple yellow lines dividing you from them coming the other direction, where's the guarantee that some guy just won't swerve across that lane because he doesn't like the color of your car? There are no guarantees. But if you try to keep an eye out, then you're better off. Just the same as driving. Stay in the other lane, the slow lane, whatever the hell they want to call it. So if somebody swerves across the lane, even if they just weren't paying attention, you're a little further away. If it's really congested and people are coming at me really fast, I'm watching their front tires at all times and my car. If I see that tire even veer in my direction, I'm taking aggressive action. It's the same thing. You want to be able to be at the park, have a good time, watch the 4th of July fireworks, be with your friends and family, keep an eye out, but don't let it stop you from going because of this fear, this agoraphobia of everything's going to happen to you. So these are my two tips to maybe have a better holiday season during the summer, during Ramadan. I don't even know what Ramadan is. I'm not into that. So I'm not going to say good or bad about it. And for the billions of people on the planet that are good Muslims, hey, good on you. I'm happy for you. You found something that to believe in and it's helped your life. Great. But there are people that have taken it to an extreme and are willing to die for what they believe in. And I don't want to be standing next to that person when he decides to go and throw himself off of a building with a bomb on him and drag me down with him. Because all of a sudden he decided he wanted to make the world a better place. Well, go do that. Go jump off the Grand Canyon. Blow it up. It's a rock. No one cares about. But you have to, I don't know, you have to look at life that way. There's ways we can mitigate problems by staying away from them. I talked about that in my book, Will You Survive an EMP? It's not about EMP. It's not about a pulse. It's not about your electronics. It's not about what'll happen, you know, one day, one week after. It's not about all the effects of an EMP. It's about avoiding people in a safe way to where as the madness slows and finally burns itself out, you're still alive. That's the whole point. So there's ways in which we can stay alive in life. And that is by staying away from crazy people. If you're around people and you don't know which ones are crazy because they don't have a sign on half the time, then just keep your eyes open. Just like watching oncoming traffic. Keep your eyes open, be alert, be aware, but don't stop going on trips. Don't stop driving on the highway. That would be silly. So do the same thing. Enjoy your holidays. Keep your eyes open. Get some like-minded friends. Travel as a group, promise each other to keep an eye on each other. Don't just go off in la la land and then once you get there, it's like, I'm going over here. Because then that's not it. You've lost everything you had then because everyone's somewhere else. So that's, you know, one way to do it. Definitely talk to law enforcement and just explain to them and your city, your mayor, whoever you can get in touch with. And when you're talking to law enforcement, make sure it's a sheriff or a deputy. Express your concerns. Let them know how you will be treated if you have to defend yourself, even justifiably. What will be their rules of engagement and that they expect you to follow? They tell you roll over and play dead and hopefully not die. I would almost rather do that than spend 2 years in prison because I didn't pay attention for a nanosecond and I got caught off guard in a bad situation. So talk to them and talk to your friends. Enjoy 4th of July. It to me is Independence Day, which is when we wrote the King of England a letter and said, pound sand, go to hell. You're a tyrant. We don't like you. Take your taxes and your damn armies and get the hell off of our property, which is almost where we're at right now in America because we're getting tired of it. So it's 4th of July. It represents when we told England, I think we're done. I hope this helped you. I hope it gave you some ideas. I'm sure you already were thinking about that. You just didn't think that someone else thought about it. Now there's two of us. So maybe it's not such a bad idea. So give it a shot. Check out my YouTube channel. I do have a video of this podcast, but the sound quality was messed up as far as putting it out as a podcast. So I decided to redo it this way, and I'll try to get it up there. Once again, I'm switching from podcasting every week down to once every 2 weeks because of, well, it's summer. Shit, there's things to do. We got a lot of things going on. I just started a big construction project for one of our clients, so I'm not going to be thinking very clearly other than coming home and cleaning up and going to bed. But I will get them out there every other week. Thank you for your patience, and thank you for listening. I hope I'm bringing something of value to the table for you. Let me know in comments. Let me know on Facebook, wherever you try to get a hold of me. Let me know what you think. I totally appreciate it. I appreciate all of you that listen and tune in and cruise on over to YouTube. I have a channel there, Prepper Guy. I need to change the channel name, but I don't know how to do that, so it's easier to point you in that direction. But I have videos on prepperguy.com that will get you there. Facebook, Google+, Twitter. So I will talk to you in cyberspace and see you in a few weeks. Have a great Ramadan and 4th of July. Everything else that comes up between now and time we talk again.
Well, I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to this show. I hope I brought something to the table for you all. As always, go to prepperguy.com, read the show notes, and run over to YouTube. Check out my channel every once in a while. I'll have a video out there, and sometimes I do the whole episode as a video. And then also, for all your prepper needs, go to doomsdaydepot.com. That's doomsdaydepot.com for any end-of-the-world supplies you may need. Other than that, I hope you have a great week, and we will talk to you later. As always, enjoy the apocalypse.